ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Right through Middleton, goes right through that double team.
Third and 18, and this is going to write a finish. Derrick Brooks, who ran back three interceptions for touchdowns in the regular season, does it to cement the Super Bowl.
It gives me chills, bud. Still gives me chills. Welcome to Dig It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Buccaneer Bo.
Boys, I mean, I want to talk to you about your trip. I want to hear about that because I've heard a couple stories. But I've been itching all week, man. I mean, I cannot wait.
You got lice?
Yeah, sure. But I can't wait till Sunday. I got Buccaneer lice if I got any type of lice.
I try to not think about this week's game.
Yeah.
Last weekend when we were in Denver.
It was easy to try and just, but it's not the back of your mind. It's still there.
I think I did a great job. I mean, I walked around with my chest out a little bit, but I definitely wore my Bucks gear, my Rays gear, my Lightning gear. And I promise you, there's a lot of people cheering for the Bucks in Denver.
There was quite a few.
Everyone said, go Bucks. I had one guy that said something slick, and he said something slick about Tom Brady. Kind of just laughed and was like, I used to be that guy.
Exactly. I used to be that guy. I just had a conversation with my sister-in-law today. She was asking about, so now you're Tom Brady. Well, yeah, he's my quarterback now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you Patriot fans that just turned on the man, turned on the team. I mean, you guys turned on everything, it just seems like. I mean,
yeah.
Hey.
That's how them Boston people are.
Them Boston. Huh? Boston.
Huh? It was funny. When we landed in Denver, we're just waiting for the Enterprise rental thing. And I look over, I was like, oh, shit, we got one. They're like, what? And he had a Green Bay Packers thing on, and I was like, hey, man, what time y'all play?
See, it feels good asking that question, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, big
I'm
smile.
I'm telling you, man. All right, so the trip was good, though, boys. Went skiing?
Cold.
I went snowboarding.
Yeah, I talked to Bo.
Cold.
On, like, day two.
I see.
And he's like, yeah.
Conditions were not in my favor.
Me and your lady, he says, we gave up.
No, she didn't give up. She went the next day. She gave up for that day.
Oh, she gave up for that day. And then because you said dog left you guys.
Well,
he said, okay, bye.
He was helping her, and he's like, come on, man, just get up. And then I look up, and he's just like, halfway down the mountain. I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me break down this story. So okay. I get ready. We're on not a bunny slope, but a little bit bigger than a bunny slope. You know,
it wasn't a bunny. No.
It was really simple.
Okay.
Real simple.
It was
a green for sure. It was a light green. Let's put it that way. It wasn't even dark green.
It was a light green.
So it was a light green.
Understood.
It was barely green.
Okay. Were there kids over on the side, like in the skiing
lessons?
There was a bunch of people there that weren't experienced enough. And I was like, all right, I didn't see the other bunny slope. So the other bunny slope was just a straight shot. This one had a couple little curves in it. And it was probably maybe 500
So you
yards.
Set him up for failure, but go ahead.
No, I didn't. I literally told him, all right, strap your boots on. I didn't have my board on. Pull up Aubrey. She was like sliding down on her heels. I tried to pull up Bo. He was sliding down on his heels, falling back. They're both falling on their asses. Aubrey makes it down like maybe 20, 25 yards further than him.
Okay.
So I go up to Bo, and I'm trying to like explain to him what he needs to do. I run back to Aubrey. She's taking her boots off or her snowboard. Next thing I know, the f***ing snowboard takes off f***ing 100 yards off the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. So she's like, don't worry, I got the insurance. I was like, no, we're good. I see it hit a tree. I was like, I'm going to go get this f***ing thing. Uh-huh. So I go and get it, and I'm in like waist to stomach high snow. Walk back. She's like, I'm done. I look back up. He's nowhere to be seen. So I was like, sit right here. I'll be back. I put my board on, slide down, get on the chair, come back up. She's already gone. I'm like, where did she go? They both just left. Then I just went on the mountain and had a great.
And you went and did your thing. Because I talked to him. He's like, yeah, we're just getting back. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
That Thursday we got there, after they left, I got to play and travel. That was probably my best snowboarding day. I was fresh.
Yeah.
Got to see all the mountain.
I kept telling you, man, the snowboarding is it seems cool. Yeah, people are having a blast with it or whatever, but it's for them young folk. You got to get on the skis, man.
I'm never doing it again.
Never doing it again.
I don't even like.
I got my boy or Katie got one of the boys. Some of those that you just wear your boots and you just strap them on. It almost seems like you're rollerblading down the mountain. These things appear to be like be taken off, become like the new craze.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen a bunch of them out there. But.
Our buddy Rick, big screen Rick for you Buccaneer fans. He never seen snow either, and he was like, "I'm gonna do skiing. I'm not gonna try to snowboard."
Yeah.
And he was doing good. He was tucking and he was flying down the mountain.
Doing the pizza.
He was doing all of that. I've never skied, so I can't really help anybody on skiing. Yeah. I'm not the best snowboarder. I've only been on 5 trips.
I did snowboarding one time. I've skied all my life, but I did snowboarding one time. And literally, I was probably looked like Aubrey and Beau, and I said, "I'm done." Ripped that thing off, threw it to the side, give me my skis back. I hated it.
I mean, it's tough, but I mean, you can't give up. You know, you just can't. You got to keep going, and that's
so
how
it's
I
the
learned.
Same thing. Like the coach of the Chiefs is going to be saying in the halftime. You know, in the locker room, you can't give up.
It's hard.
You got to keep trying.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Okay.
It was definitely a fun trip though.
Flights were good.
Yeah. Yep. Flights are good. Like I said, I got a lot of Buccaneer love. A lot of people were wearing Bucs gear out there. Yeah. People that I didn't even know.
I mean, you were out in Colorado, so I'm sure you guys went to church a lot.
Sure.
Day. Yeah.
7 o'clock mass.
Yep.
Definitely woke up and ate my head rights and
got your head right.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, son. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of you boys. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Everybody else had a good time.
Yeah.
Nobody got injured.
Nope. No, snowmobile and Aubrey kind of. What? I don't even know what happened with that.
I just flipped the snowmobile.
You flipped the snowmobile on her,
and she tried to put her foot out and whatever.
Oh. I got the thing stuck twice.
And it's a lot of whatevers in that.
But it wasn't even like it was that bad. Like I was just slow cruising around a tree to turn around, and it just caught inside the tree and kind of tipped us. And
well, I talked to this one, and he tells me, "It's again, stupid." After like a while, I couldn't get my snowmobile to go over 10 miles an hour.
No, yeah, I got half my money back. It was their problem.
It was their problem.
Yeah, so it was their problem.
But it's like, did you enjoy at
the same time?
I got it stuck twice.
Chip,
at
the same time, like I took off on the thing. It's like a jet ski, basically.
Yeah, right.
So I took off on it, and I'm following our buddy Mark and his lady. And next thing you know, no one's following me. So I was like, "Mark, let's turn around." So we turn around. Bo's thing stuck like in like 4 foot of snow, and like
no
I see
joke.
Like 5 people.
You guys are some
digging
Florida boys.
It out.
They saw you coming a mile away, yeah. Man. You Florida boys.
And he wondered why it didn't work. Yeah. He got it stuck, and it literally
was anybody on it with you?
No.
So you were solo mission.
Yeah.
And you got it stuck still.
But the worst was when it was coming back. It was getting dark, and the snow was it was dumping.
Yeah, it was
like,
dumping.
It probably dumped maybe 2 feet when we were out there.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
That's
snow.
A lot.
Yeah,
it
never,
was a lot
I've never
of snow.
Seen
so
that
the worst
snow.
Part, it's getting dark. I'm trying to ratchet strap these things. My fingertips are literally purple.
Oh,
they were purple. I was getting the and then I had to drive and home, and that was the worst condition ever.
And then on top of that, we had a you know a solid group that went out there.
Yeah, you had like 30 people.
And one of the girls had her daughter with her, and her cell phone was on 1%, and she got lost from the pack.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone. Everyone came back together.
That happened with our group too. I only went out there with about 8, but one of the snowmobiles they had flipped. I mean, and no one. That guide was obviously ahead of all of us or whatever at that point because we're all heading back in. And literally 2 hours later, we finally find them. I mean, it is pitch dark.
That's scary shit.
They didn't give us a guide.
No,
they just said
this was unguided tour.
Oh, they just said
here's your snowmobile.
Here's your snowmobile.
Let
go.
It rip.
Yep.
Really.
Georgia was way funner,
though.
They
got insurance.
Yeah,
right.
And it was the place we went to was kind of sketch.
Fly by night.
It was
that's
definitely
awesome.
Like.
That's the best, though, for snowmobiling.
Not with the equipment.
But I'm saying because if they'll let you go out and go and cut you free like that,
yeah.
Like most places, even with the guides, will do that at some point. But that's what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, that going slow, ripping through these trails, that
no,
sucks.
Dude, this was some wild, yeah. Wild
one show. Of our other buddies hit a tree, and it ripped his snow pants on the inside of his thigh. And he's got a nice bruise on his knee. And it was the same tree I flipped mine at.
Oh, you guys.
But he said he was doing the same thing, but he landed up against a tree, ripped his. He's like, "I can't feel my balls. They're freezing."
Was all the tree boy, our crew from our boys there? Their whole crew was out there?
Yep, the boys are out there. They didn't go snowmobiling, but those boys tore it up on the mountain,
stayed on
the mountain, crushed some beers. Got some good head right in. And
that sounds like you guys had a good group, too.
Oh, that's yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
About. That's good stuff.
Every time I turn around, someone was texting me, "Yo, come to Kikipoo's." And that's one of the, like, sports bar restaurants type
on
deals.
On the mountain?
Yeah, it was, like, right at the base of it. So.
Yeah.
But it was a great time.
Very cool. Boys.
I'll go back tomorrow.
Welcome home to Florida. You came back on the coldest day of the year.
We brought it with us.
We
brought it with us.
That's generally how it works. But at least we're getting back to normal a little bit now. All right, so aside from the Bucks, which we know we're going to get into, Lightning?
Up 5-1 right now.
As we see them on TV, a 5-1 right
now.
They
had three goals, I think, within the first 4 minutes of the game.
Dog brought up a good point, though. I mean, you can't let up. They did that to Nashville the other night, and Nashville started coming right back on.
Yep.
Nope. Well, they were saying John Cooper expects this team 20 shots per period on goal. 20 shots on goal. You got to at least get two of those. I mean, six goals a game. I don't know who's going
to
beat that.
All the teams seem to be doing pretty good. I mean, Lightning have been pretty hot. I mean, they've lost a couple. They've lost two. But, I mean, they've been on fire goal after goal after goal. And they're number four.
Well, they're tied right for
I mean,
fourth.
Yeah, but they're going to jump up after this one.
I said, it doesn't matter until the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually early in the season.
I mean, I think,
hockey.
What is it? I think for the league, 16 points or whatever. Yeah, 16 Canadians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the playoffs are broken down, I think, to top two teams in each division play. And,
yeah.
Or it might be even top four. I don't know. Hockey loves playoffs.
Oh, who do we got? What do we got? We got Nashville, so we were with Detroit, and we got Detroit again on Friday, and then back to Nashville. Okay. All right.
What do you mean? No, we got Detroit twice.
Detroit twice, and then back to Nashville on Monday. So, other than that, I was looking at TMZ Sports, and they were talking about how much love there is for Tom Brady with all the honk for Gronk signs, Brady, Gronkowski, 2020, and a couple others and your LFG is all over the place. LFG, 2020 Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot. You guys were talking about Buck Love in Denver. Obviously, here in Tampa, it has gotten crazier and crazier and crazier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, try and find some Bucky right now.
You know,
yeah, you just have to order it.
Oh, it's crazy. When we came back from Denver, we got off the plane, and we hear clapping coming down the terminals. We're like, what the hell is Go Bucks, yeah, welcome
to Super
59.
And this was Monday. This was Monday, right?
Well,
yesterday.
They were thinking we were flying in for the game, but they didn't realize
we were flying in for the game.
Well, yeah, but we live here, too. Like,
but
they
it doesn't
we were
matter.
Just fans coming, because half of us were actually in Buck gear,
It
too.
Doesn't matter. It's Monday.
Looks
it
like
was, it was Monday, and it was game week.
Some of the Patriots are showing some love for Tom Brady. We're all rooting for Brady. Lauren's guy. No hard feelings. I don't believe that, because every Patriot fan I talk to, there's some hard feelings.
I mean, I don't know. I would appreciate it. Like, I'm appreciating this.
Lamar Odom is fighting Aaron Carter.
Hold on, is that
another Tampa native, Aaron Carter?
That's the Backstreet Boys brother.
Yes,
no.
Nick
Carter's
brother.
He's a big Bucks fan, though. Him and his brother are really big Bucks supporters.
They are.
But I'm not a supporter of him, so whatever.
Can't really. Yeah, I don't want to talk about the Carters, but bro. Lamar Odom is in him, and they're saying it could be like one of the best celebrity boxing matches.
I'm not even.
Only if Snoop Dogg is commentating. That's how
true.
It would be good.
That's the only way it would be.
Is he not good at that?
That's what he's made for.
They have him
right?
in some of the video games. He's in like NHL. He's a commentator. Like every random game, you'll get Snoop Dogg.
No, when you play the Kings, I think it's when you play LA Kings, he commentates on it.
It's hilarious, man.
Jared Goff pens mushy goodbye note to LA. After not fun.
What do you think about that trade?
Man, bye.
I thought.
Bye what?
Jared Goff?
They said
he wasn't playing too hot, man.
But they got Stafford. I think that makes the Rams a little bit better.
100%.
Before we get into detail, did you guys see the meme of Goff looking like Malibu's most wanted in L.A., and then he got moved to Detroit? And then they had a picture of Eminem for 8 Mile.
No, I did not see that, but I'm going to look for it.
My take on this whole draft, I think the Rams could have messed up pretty big. Stafford is not the same quarterback as Goff, so you're definitely not going to get the same results.
Wait a minute. Back up. Let's take a statement by statement. Stafford is not the quarterback as Goff, as you just said, right?
Yes.
Meaning Stafford's a better quarterback?
Oh, Stafford's way better than Goff.
Okay.
He's proven a lot more.
But my thing is McVay's offense is not Stafford friendly. And then Detroit, on the other hand, they made out for somewhat with the picks. But Jared Goff's contract might come back to bite him in the ass.
They owe him a lot of money. They have to have restructured.
And, well, Detroit's not going to be a playoff contending team next year.
You never know.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
They got
you
a lot
never
of
know.
Well, you don't, but I do.
Yeah, but I just Detroit's infrastructure with coaching and stuff is not solid, you know.
This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about right here. This is the kind of stuff that this show is supposed to be based off of with the fans. You see this, the Anthony Edwards out in Minnesota, FaceTimes kid who lost, this kid lost his, wakes up middle of the night, his house is on fire, runs next door, the neighbors calls the authorities, they come, camp, but they can't get in time to save his mom, his grandma, or his little sister. Number one draft pick for the NBA reached out to him. Anthony Edwards, cool stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Is that Tayden Johnson?
12-year-old Tayden Johnson.
I seen the the boys gave some young kid a Bucks jersey that had a bunch of sticky notes all over his shirt, like "Go Bucks!" And they gave him a bunch of Bucks swag, and JPP signed a jersey.
And
for
we
him.
All see what old Shaq Barrett's doing. I told you, that's the kind of football players I like. Man, he's setting up the athletes. Stuff for the fans. I love it. He's doing a fan giveaway right now. So
at one point, every athlete was a fan. That's just how it is.
Exactly. And what's crazy is that most of the players on our team were fans of Tom Brady since, like, birth.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. All right. Well, either way, like I said, it was just about showing some love. I think it's in here somewhere. Oh, this one's a good one. MLB's Andrel Simmons opted out 2020 season to get help suicidal thoughts caused by COVID pandemic.
I mean.
We did get a X-ray player back.
Yes. Yeah. What is going on with
Chris
the Rays?
Archer. Some trade we made for him, but he's actually going to be pitching behind the guy that we traded for him for, Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah. If you're a Pittsburgh Pirates baseball fan,
you gotta hate the Rays.
You gotta. That's like losing your girlfriend to a dude.
It was him and Austin Meadows, wasn't it?
And another cat. I forget his name, but
We've robbed the Pirates. We trade you players and we get our players back for no-name players.
For a third, not even, like a quarter of what you guys signed him for. Like,
it'd be a good fit for Archer.
Yeah.
We need him. We don't have much.
I mean, when it's coming up, right?
No,
it's this month, spring training.
February.
Yeah, at the end.
February 20th, pitchers and catchers
report. Yeah, they'll report. But, I mean, the bullpen's still young. You got Brent Honeywell. You got solid guys in there that are coming up. But
you look at the team last year, I mean – they didn't have – you didn't think World Series potential, so you can never knock that team out.
Yeah, yeah. And there's something about this, you know, Rays way. They always fight, and they've been solid since 2008, since we made our first run in Changi.
Where'd you hear that new term that you use? Because I like it.
What?
The Rays way?
Champa Bay.
I just seen some shirts going around that people are making.
I like that.
Champa Bay. I mean, wait till we get our results on Sunday.
I agree. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, even though I know we're going to win. Like I told Bo earlier, just give us the trophy. Let's not even play the game.
No.
Save the COVID.
But
at the end of the day, we've been so spoiled with Tampa sports.
I know.
I mean,
this year.
Does it not feel good to be right here now? Remember when we first started this podcast, 30 episodes of Gate, by the way, congratulations, gentlemen, 30 episodes today.
Oh, nice.
30.
You remember, there was no sports.
Yeah.
We're a sports podcast talking about no sports.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it feels so good to look over and see sports on the TV while we're doing this. But I really cannot wait to see fans in the stands.
Speaking of going back to episodes, remember when we had the conversation with Big Nasty?
Yes.
And we were talking about if the Bucks go to the Super Bowl, man, we would do anything to see you there. The Bucks gave him tickets to go to the Super Bowl.
Of course they did. I mean,
so
they
that
better.
Guy's going. Yeah. But I mean, just we spoke into existence.
Oh,
of,
we're
of,
definitely talking
you know,
to him after the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, for sure. I've been listening to him on his interviews and just I pay attention
so
to his
pumped.
Social dude, he's a awesome fan, awesome guy all around.
He really is. He does a lot of good work. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back, finish up talking about our Bucks.
Break.
Craig, who you with?
Man, what the is going on?
Oh, you bad wagon.
What you mean, man?
You know you with the Lions.
Tom Brady.
You know you with the Packers.
Welcome to Tampa, home of the Raymond James, where the Bucks put it down and we bring the pain. Man, you hear them cannons shooting, fans going crazy. Now that Mr. Bruce, when he got Tom Brady, every game off the chain, cause the GOAT's in here, and you gonna want to play.
A lot of fun songs coming out. I mean, what was that cartoon, what is the name of those guys again? Make the little cartoons of the football or pro players.
Oh, the Gridiron Heights.
Man, if when you're listening, if you don't follow or watch these guys at Gridiron Heights with what they came up with,
oh my God,
stuff
it's
is hilarious, man.
Hilarious.
I love it. I love when they had Breeze, Aaron Rodgers, and who was the third quarterback? And they're like,
oh, Henny, the dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, yes, yes. This is gonna be a. It's gonna be a good.
How's he gonna take all three of us goats out? Yeah, come on, dude. Who are you?
I heard on the whatchamacallit on the radio today, the local 95.3, they did their own Would You Rather.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty interesting. And I'm like, you guys.
Oh, whoa.
It's Would You Rather Wednesday.
Hold on.
Did you bring any Would You Rathers?
I told you I'm not.
Would You Wabbles?
Would You Wabbles? Would You Wabbles? I'm told you I'm not doing that.
All right. Well, then. It's just a question. It's okay.
All right, well,
it's,
give me the one that they gave us.
All right. So would you rather take Tom Brady's career to this standpoint and future or invest everything you have in Pat Mahomes' career?
Ooh. Oh.
Take a gamble and a chance. How this guy, and you can't knock him. He is good.
He is good. He's but be a lot of these quarterbacks that come in that are these run and gun quarterbacks
I'm almost one and done. I'm taking Brady's career set in stone.
100%.
I'm taking him with his rings and his opportunities. And the guy said he wants to play for 54.
Can I ask this question again? I can have Tom Brady on my squad and have that 20-year dynasty.
Already done. What he's done up to this day, or you roll with Mahomes of what he's done and what he's going to do.
Nope. No way. Dude, do you really? Dude, I mean, Mahomes is good, 100%. Do you think he's going to have the kind of career
like
Tom Brady?
No. A lot of people are saying that he's the baby goat.
Yeah, he's good.
I think it's a little too fast for him. It's only his third year?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know the only quarterback to beat him in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only time they played in the playoffs, he knocked him. Yeah. And that's when Brady won. Brady lost to the Texans last year.
But,
I'm sorry, the Ravens. Or no, Titans.
But, I mean, I'm definitely taking Brady. But, you can't go wrong with Patrick Mahomes.
You can't, but at the same you time,
dude,
like Chip
when
said,
you're run and gun like that, these guys are,
he's not so much as a run and gun. Like he runs out of bounds. He doesn't really take.
I mean, he's not a Lamar Jackson run all the time, but he runs. He's good. He's taking some shots, bro.
He's gonna take a lot of shots this Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. The body can't do that. Tom Brady was never running, taking concussions by doing a run.
Yeah, but you know who is gonna get rocked this Sunday?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
Nope. Tyreek Hill. He thinks he's gonna be fast. And I think someone by the name of Antoine Winfield Jr.
You might get caught slipping.
Or 4-5.
So Adam Schefter came out today. You guys heard how there was a scare in the COVID protocol for the Chiefs?
I did.
So apparently there were over 20 Chiefs players and staffers, including Pat Mahomes, scheduled Sunday to get a haircut with the barber who tested positive for COVID, per sources. The Chiefs acted wisely and aggressively and pulled their barber mid-cut once the test results came in.
Yeah, it was their we were talking about earlier. It was their center, right? That was mid haircut.
Yeah, the center and one of the wide receivers.
People are already saying it's the fade gate. What, dude? People are saying that. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean,
what do you think the final score is going to be? Well, Let me ask you this. Who's your biggest concern? Like you just said, Hill, you know their whole squad. Who's your biggest concern other than Mahomes? Which target?
Tyreek Hill. Over Kelsey. I think Kelsey we can minimize. He's probably going to get a couple catches and a touchdown, but I think Tyreek Hill, we shut down Tyreek Hill, we shut down the Chiefs. We shut down that big explosive play that they have.
You shut down Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Mahomes is going to get shut down. But if all he has to do is give that ball to Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill is a game changer.
He is
a game changer. He lit us up, and that's the guy we have to go after this week.
Well, we lost by three when we played him this
until
season.
Until
right?
Mr. 4-5 Get Live gets a hold of this dude.
Or 5-4. Honestly, any of our linebackers or linemen can get a hold of these guys and really put a hurting on him because he's not big. He's, what, 5'10", maybe solid 180?
Yeah.
But he's fast. He is fast.
Yeah. That he is. So, that's what we feel. That's your lockdown. Lockdown Hill. What about you over there?
I'm definitely saying – just keep someone back deep. Keep someone playing center field deep. Don't let no one get past you. Do not let anyone get past you. Whether if it's Winfield, whether it's Whitehead, whoever's playing safety, just do not let anyone get behind you.
I agree. You can't, because then they're going to score. What do you think?
And that's what we can't give up is fast scores. Mm-hmm. We can beat, just like how we did Green Bay, I think they had the possession 13 more minutes than us. You know, they were slowly chewing the clock out while they ran out of time.
My lock, who I think has to perform, I should put it this way, in this game, who could have a huge game this game if you look at the if you look at who we're going against and how we play our game.
Tom Tupa?
No. It's Mike Evans.
Yeah.
He has an opportunity to have a huge game.
Huge game.
He does. Because he kind of, I mean, he didn't do bad against Kansas City when we played him, obviously. But their matchups against someone like him.
We have to lean on him more than anybody on the receiving corps.
100%.
But I think for our offense to be successful, we have to run that ball. Yeah. We have to run it, and we have to run it well. Yeah. Every pass out of the backfield has to be caught. We cannot afford drops because we cannot afford. And that's the thing,
too. How is their run defense?
Their run defense is terrible. They are terrible. They have somewhat of a good secondary because they have Tyrann Mathieu back there and somebody
else.
And
we got 27 and 28.
Oh, yeah. So and that's the thing is if they can get these guys going and we get these little dump passes because they're going to try and contain Evans, Brown, Godwin, Brate, Gronk. Mm-hmm. So they're looking 10, 15 yards for those guys anyway. So if we can get those dump offs, we got to play.
You forgot a name.
What
do you mean?
How do you forget the guy you've been?
Yeah.
Scotty?
Cleat chasing.
Scooter.
Yeah.
I didn't even go down that far list because you still got Cameron Brate. You still have Tyler Johnson.
You locked down all those players in our run game, and you still got Cameron Brate.
You can't fit Scooter and Cameron Brate and Tyler Johnson and Justin Watson with all those guys out there. You're only allowed five wide receivers.
Scooter needs to be out there a lot, in my opinion.
I mean,
he's out there at the right time.
If he gets one-third of the offensive snaps, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get one-third of those one-third plays. He's going to get to him.
Do you think he's going to get his 30, 40-yard touchdown bomb?
Ooh. I do, actually.
Do you think it's going to be a touchdown? Or is it because some of the times it's just a 50-yard pass, which is just
I will say I don't know if it'll be a touchdown, but I will say that Scooter and Brate will connect for an over 40-yarder for sure.
One time or two times?
Once.
Scooter faster than Tyreek Hill?
They won't let it happen again if it happens to him once.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the league.
Yeah. They said Scooter ran a 4.31 and Tyreek Hill ran a 4.32. But Scooter's was timed by a Bucs coach.
Yeah.
Tyreek's was at the combine.
Listen, Scooter's fast, 100%. But Tyreek Hill is on a level, man.
That boy fast. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking a straight line. We're not talking game fast. Like, obviously, he can cut on the dime.
I don't know, man.
He can cut on a dime. He can make plays happen. Yeah,
I'd love to see him run, but I just think Tyreek will probably get him. I don't know one player faster than Tyreek, really.
Scooter.
Well, everybody's full strength. I mean, they don't have any injuries keeping.
No, they have. No, they have two tackles out.
Oh, that's right. The Chiefs have two tackles out.
Left and right.
Vita is going to have a field day up the middle.
But we are full strength.
And their left guard, I believe, went down the game before the Bills. And they have a one-time starter in the playoffs as their left guard. So there you have three new O-linemen. And there's no telling what will happen with the center if he's cleared to play.
I'm not going to jump ahead, like I said, but I'm excited about Sunday. What do you guys feel about the team? Let's say everything goes right, we win. Who do you think we could possibly lose going into the off season?
I heard that J.J. Watt wants out. So if Shaq Barrett, if Shaq Barrett wants to go get the check, hey, man, you got Tom, man. You're going to draw on these veteran players that haven't gotten the big game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose Shaq, now unless Shaq wants to come back and play with these
JJ
guys.
J.J. going to want money, man.
No, he's not. He's already got money. He's wanting
All right, so here's the thing. J.J. Watt, outstanding player, Hall of Famer with his career as is. You bring in a guy like that, and it could literally disrupt this chemistry because these guys right now, they're gelling. They're all playing together. They're playing their part.
Shaq's a free agent, though.
I understand that, but Shaq's been here.
The money.
It's not about the money.
So what, you're just going to bring Anthony?
No.
He could still get money from the Bucks.
The Bucks can still sign. Why would you let any? Try and keep everybody, is my opinion. Just keep the same team.
We got a big chunk of change to spend this year.
And you're going to have to dish it out. Godwin's going to get paid. Brown's going to want more money.
Levante David.
David's going to want money. You got 1 year until you got to give out Devin White his contract. Like, I don't want to foresee any. I like the team the way it is.
You got three more for him.
I don't want anybody. I really don't.
That's what I'm saying. Do you AD, think there's anybody think to lose?
Coming back? I mean,
that's the only one.
I think that the team has Leonard literally Fournette. Gelled like they have. Obviously, if you watch this team when they were accepting even their trophy at the NFC Champion stuff, they love 12.
Well,
they love this guy.
And Brady said,
what you crying for? We're not done yet.
No, he said, what the fuck are you crying for? We're not done. Yeah. There's nothing to cry about.
I'm crying out of happiness, but okay.
Ain't no happiness. It's not happiness. Yeah. He's been here and he's lost it 3 times. I think he knows more than anybody that it's the worst one.
I'm just saying, if you watch them, like the way they interact with him, the way they fucking love playing with this guy.
I think a lot of that has to do with Tom being comfortable and Bruce Arians' whole.
Yeah. Did you hear what BA said? BA said he would probably not be coaching if Byron Leftwich wasn't available. Do you believe that?
I do. I do because he said the stars aligned for him to come here.
And, I guess.
And that's Todd Bowles and everything. Everything.
Yeah, well, what's going on?
The Browns TB's were after him, right?
Not Tom Brady. Todd Bowles is talking about he was taking interviews from teams, wasn't he?
He. I think he took one after the Saints game. But I don't think he's changed his mind since then. Like, I don't know.
I haven't heard any more about it, but I hated the fact that we were even talking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, then the Chiefs with the Eric Benenemy, right? He hasn't got an interview. And it's like, so why do we have one good run and our coaches get interviewed?
They were even saying that last year that we might even lose one of our assistant coaches.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens to this team after a victory on Sunday.
Yeah, what do you think the score is going to be? Let's get the final prediction.
All right.
Bucks over 30 or under 30?
Over 30.
Bucks will be over
30. If they score over 30, that'll be the first time any team in the postseason has scored 30 points or more in 4 straight games.
Well, look, they even go back to the regular season when they ended. I think they had over 30.
Postseason.
I think, what was the score when we played before? 38-35, right?
No, it was 28-24.
28-24, yeah, so it was by 4 points?
Or 27-24.
All right, I am going. They scored 27 on us last time. We don't let that happen. We are going to go 17 for the Chiefs, and we are going 35.
35?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going Bucks 34, Chiefs 23.
Yes. I think I'm going to batshit crazy, but our defense is going to come up big. I'm going to say 41-28.
Okay. I like that. Either way.
I think we're going to have
But you're sure. You are definitely 100% going with the
MVP.
Bucks.
Oh, yeah. MVP.
We're ready for him now. Oh, yeah. MVP too. MVP. I like that. Okay.
All right. MVP. Go ahead. I gave my score first. I'm going last.
I'm going with Mr. 4-5. Get live.
He's
going to
be Devin White. Okay.
He's been playing out of
his mind.
It's
a solid pick. It's a solid pick.
He's going to have some big plays. He's amped up. He's fired up.
What you got?
It's hard because it's probably either going to be 4-5. I mean, 5-4 could even shine out that day. But I'd want to give it to 13. I'm going to.
It's hard to give it to the receivers, though.
I know.
Because the quarterback.
I know, but yeah, I just think Evans is going to get about 2 touchdowns and maybe have over 150 yards this game.
Yeah, if he does 8 receptions.
We're all picking. 50. We're all not going with the obvious. Could be 12, because if he wins, it could be. So I'll go off the obvious, too.
I'm going to suck up.
Hey.
Could be.
Dude, could be.
Could be. I mean, what if it's like 3-0 is the final?
Could be.
No. We need him big time to come up huge. And it would be hard as hell for this player to get the MVP trophy. He would have to be amazing in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with your boy.
Who?
31.
Winfield Jr.?
Yeah. I'm going to say he gets 2 interceptions.
A forced fumble.
A forced fumble.
And a sack.
No sack.
I don't want
no
that
sack.
Guy.
Yeah, I don't want him anywhere around there.
No,
yeah.
Keep him
he
in the
does,
backfield.
Though. He does. Yeah. He'll get up in there.
I know.
Will against the Lions.
And no, generally,
not against Mahomes.
I think he had like 4 or 5 sacks this year.
Yeah. No, nope.
Really?
I'm saying 2 interceptions and a forced fumble.
So let's go 2 INTs and forced fumble. I'm going to say 150, 2 tutties. And what do you think White's going to have that makes him MVP?
He'll have 14 tackles, 2 sacks, a fumble recovery, and an interception.
So So the game closing picks, like 5-5?
If he has that game, he's MVP.
14 tackles, 2 sacks, and a pick. A pick to seal the game.
And a force and a fumble recovery.
Oh, and a fumble. And a fumble recovery, a force fumble.
Fumble recovery.
So FR.
Winfield will get that fumble.
Him or White will. Fumble. He seems to be right on that ball every time it pops out.
I'm going to tell you right now, Whitehead knows how to put the crown on the ball. Yeah. He literally hits that ball.
That again. And to strip it.
Yeah, and then Winfield, he can punch it out. He's just all around. I watched a video. I don't know if you guys follow him on social network, but he posted a video, and he gave a big shout-out to his dad. And it was a video of him. He was probably maybe 1.5, 2 years old running with the football. And his dad would tackle him in the living room. Like, this kid's been around football. So we have a super bright safety with Winfield. Like, he has
He doesn't play like a rookie. If you didn't know him,
he doesn't, man. That's what I'm saying.
I think he's a rookie.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love me a good safety, man.
I love a hard-hitting defense, too. All right, boys, this is it. Super Bowl Sunday.
I can't believe, dude. I still
our players when they win the Super Bowl. We were just talking about this outside, dog. They get to get in their cars,
drive home,
drive about 5 minutes, and be at home. Except for Gronk, I'm convinced Gronk's going out for 3 to 4 days. You're not seeing this cat. You're gonna see him, but it's gonna be on social media.
I think him and
everywhere.
AB might just rent a yacht and just
no. AB needs to take his ass home right
afterwards.
Well,
the TB just got a new yacht. Yeah, you can bring it on up. Let's see. There it is.
Gronk with the jet skis. Dude, we'll have a huge parade. Please, if there's a baby Jesus at the books, one of us. Please, my anxiety is building. It's been climbing every day.
So you'll be at the parade.
Oh, yeah.
I might be in Tampa. I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do yet.
No, dude, you got to be with fam for the game. This is big, dude. This is big for your family, too. I mean, all of our family has been Bucks fans for.
But imagine me being on ESPN running down the road with a Bucks flag.
Make sure you got something. Make sure you got something. Take it like a fan on, would you? Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I'll probably be decked up in my dog jersey.
Okay.
Flag.
We're going to the NFL experience. I don't know if we already discussed that, but I'm pretty stoked about that too.
That's the kind of stuff I did when I was in my 20s and lower 30s too. Yeah, I can't do that no more. Now I just sit at home and scream at the TV.
Why? Because they'll beat you in the 40 or the vertical.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, guys. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Bring home the ring, baby.
Yeah! 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 Tampa, make some noise! Hey! 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 Your Buccaneers are in the Super Bowl! Let's go! You a Buccaneer fan? Let me know.
Let me know.
We about to win.
Tom Brady rolling with big guns. Got one, no, he bought it. And Gronk is bought it. And Mike Evans bought it. Throw it long, we chase it down. That Scotty Miller be pulling it down. AB and Cameron Brate, we blow.